That's right, Star 99.9, today's best mix. Every week we highlight another Connecticut town or city that we love here in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. This week it's all about Trumbull.
Trumbull, what? Trumbull.
And joining us is the first selectman from Trumbull, Vicky DeSoro. Vicky, thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
First thing we need to talk about is your name, because clearly you're a woman, but you're first selectman. Can I call you Madam DeSoro, or should I call you Select Woman DeSoro? Or does it not matter?
Well, like I tell everybody else, you can call me anything you want. I usually just like people to call me Vicky.
Okay. That's very nice. Right? Yeah. I was thinking about having it renamed Queen Ruler of the Trumbull Kingdom.
That was pretty good.
That's good. That's good for me, too.
That would have felt good. I mean, with all the royalty stuff going on lately.
Seems appropriate.
Right.
Yeah, some people think I'm royal, but most people don't, so it's okay.
Well, I love your royal blue coat. Very nice. My favorite color.
So what's going on in Trumbull? What's new and exciting there?
Well, you know, Trumbull is a hopping place always. I like to think of it as a quaint New England town, a real treasure, you know, hidden between Bridgeport and Shelton and Fairfield and Easton. Great tree-lined streets, just a great place. We've got our Memorial Day parade coming up on Monday, 10 o'clock, going down Main Street. That's an exciting time for the community. Hopefully we'll have it this year. It's been rained out the previous 2 years. So,
well, you're looking good now.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm sort of tentatively watching that weather. So,
Vicky, if I've got 1 weekend to spend in Trumbull, where should I go? When should I come? And what will I be doing?
Well, I will tell you, I would like you to come to our Trumbull Day celebration that we're having starting on Thursday, June 28th, Friday, June 29th, and Sunday, July 1st. We're bringing Trumbull Day back to the end of June, where it has always historically been, except for the last few years. And I will tell you, the town is really excited to be having the opportunity to have Trumbull Day at the end of June.
Trumbull Day is fun. I've been there a bunch of times. It's great. The rides,
reading
the
between the lines, I feel like there was a Trumbull Day scandal
was
or something
there?
Like that. There was a divisive argument going on here over when Trumbull Day would be.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back to where it's traditionally been.
That's right. So the entire community can enjoy it.
Well, that's exciting.
Love that
news. Everybody always talks about all these parks in Trumbull. Every time you bring up Trumbull, they talk about, oh, we've got the parks, the camping in the parks. What's your favorite park in Trumbull?
I will say that probably Twin Brooks Park is my favorite. It's really a beautiful park. It's got ponds in there, beautiful sprinklers in there, great playgrounds for the kids. There's actually, believe it or not, about 1,000 acres of parkland in Trumbull.
I saw that.
Wow.
I've been reading up on Wikipedia like crazy. Did you know, Anna, that the National Little League of Trumbull defeated the Kang Tu Little League of Taiwan in the championship game of the 1989 Little League World Series?
Vicky, you must be very proud of
that. I am. Yeah. It's very famous, actually. That's the probably the most famous thing that people remember about Trumbull is our Little League team.
Follow-up question, Vicky. Mm-hmm. Do the boys who played on that team still show up and walk around town like they're stuff don't stink?
You better believe it. And I know some of them.
I got the endorsement. He played third base in 1989.
Trumbull First Selectman Vicky DeSoro joining us this morning. Our star of the state is Trumbull. And we're going to have more of Vicky coming up next, our speed round. And that's when we give you rapid fire, ridiculous questions. And hopefully you survive. All right. It's next on Star. Our star of the state this week is Trumbull. All about Trumbull. And joining us this morning, it's First Selectman Vicky DeSoro in studio. Vicky, coming up next, we're going to have our speed round. That's when Raven and I ask you ridiculous questions and you answer them as quickly as you can. We're going to start right now with, where's the best place to get a slice of pizza in Trumbull? Go.
Crown Pizza.
Okay.
Sounds good. Did you bring any?
Did you?
I ate it all.
Oh, fair enough. All right. It's coming up next.
She's honest.
On Star 99.9. I would have eaten it too, let's be honest. Star 99.9, today's best mix. Every week we choose another Connecticut city or town. We highlight them as our star of the state. This week it's all about Trumbull. And joining us, it's First Selectman Vicky DeSoro.
You mean Queen Ruler of the Trumbull Kingdom, Vicky DeSoro.
I like Madame Vicky, just straight up Madame Vicky.
All right, that works too.
All right.
Sounds a little burlesque, though.
No.
Sorry, Vicky. No controversy this
morning.
Keep
that clean. Keep it clean.
So we have a list of questions. We do it speed round. I'm going to play a ticking clock, and there may or may not be a bomb that's going to go off at the end of it. A
lot of tension. A lot of tension going on here.
Making me really nervous.
Okay. You just have
this
to answer
worse
them.
Than a debate.
If this is worse than the debates, then that's a major problem.
It's going to be very easy. Here we go.
Ready? Go.
Mm-hmm. Best dog walk in town.
An Indian Ledge.
Cheesecake Factory or Wahlburgers?
Wahlburgers.
Did you hear Yanni or Laurel?
Laurel.
What's the Trumbull High School mascot?
An eagle.
Yankees or Red Sox?
Yankees.
Yeah. If you could take one famous person to prom, who would it be?
Brad Pitt.
Number of times you jogged up, biked, or skateboarded down Monitor Hill? It's the biggest hill in all of the East Coast, Anna.
17 times.
Wow.
Have you ever heard of the Melonheads, and do you know where they live?
Dracula Drive.
I knew it!
Item you want most back from the Fountain Time capsule. What's in that thing anyways?
Yeah.
A slice of pizza from Crown Pizza. No.
All right. All right, fair enough.
That thing's going to be in rough shape.
There's a couple things I want to go back to. One is, what for real is in that time capsule? Do you know?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I know that time capsule is buried where the fountain is on Quality Street, but I don't recall what's in there.
Right. Well, it was 1997, so we're guessing a bunch of CDs.
Yeah, I was just sort of new to Trumbull at the time. So.
Right. Huh. Maybe a laser disc player, something like that.
It could be.
So the Melonheads has been like folklore forever, but they always were supposedly spotted in Trumbull, which is supposed to be these people with giant heads that live in the outskirts of town. Have you ever gone on a hunt to try to find them?
Yes.
I knew it. I mean, that's a
secret, though.
Yeah. Using the word hunt, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's just say it was an exploratory committee. Right. Who cares if we came back with one of their carcasses?
We really don't have any scary places in Trumbull, though. We reserve that to Monroe and Easton.
It's true. The white lady in Easton, everyone keeps talking about her. Everybody in Trumbull that we've asked about, is there any haunted areas? They keep saying, no, you got to go to Easton and find the white lady.
Yep. There is a witch, though, buried on Spring Hill Road in Trumbull, though.
Okay.
But it's the Witch of Monroe.
See that? I didn't know that.
Right. Now we've learned something.
You know what? She should have stayed in Monroe. Come around here no more.
What town is Trumbull's biggest rival? Because everyone we've asked has given us 13 different answers, and all I've come to the conclusion about is that you guys are rivals with everybody in the state.
You're surrounded.
Right? Well, I think actually the biggest rival that Trumbull High has is St. Joseph's High School.
Okay, well, that makes
sense. Which is in Trumbull.
And also in Trumbull, right. That makes sense. Do you know nobody said that? We heard Wilton, we heard Monroe, we heard Westport.
Yes, Westport, Staples, and Fairfield, and Monroe. They're all rivals, but I think that's my opinion.
Well, everybody wants to rule
the town.
For whatever
that's worth.
Yeah.
Right, but there can only be one queen.
And that's Madame Vicky.
There you go.
One last question, and then we're going to let you get back to your real job. You know,
I'd rather stay here.
Yeah. I'm sure.
All these people have been canceling fireworks displays because of budget issues, this and this and that and that. Is Trumbull having fireworks this year?
Absolutely. At the end of Sunday evening, around 9 o'clock, July 1st, will be our spectacular fireworks show. That's the end of Trumbull Day, and that's we're definitely doing that. If it doesn't rain.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, that's awesome. Tomorrow we're going to wrap up Star of the Week with Trumbull by giving away free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts between 8 and 9 a.m. This is the one on Main Street next to the Old Marissa's. Again, that's Main Street next to the Old Marissa's. If you live in Trumbull, you know where that is. And Vicky, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.